Hey.
Hold on. What'd you say?
I think I broke my damn toe, man. Hey. Man, I got out of work, went to the damn... went to pick up some dinner from the Chinese restaurant. You know, it's a little slick outside. You know I'm clumsy as hell, man. So I was walking. Well, first of all, that's what I get from parking in the handicapped parking spot.
Right.
So,
well, now you're handicapped.
Right. Forgive me, disabled people, but you know, I called the order in. One of them was gonna run in, run out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was just walking normal, man. I slipped on the little hash lines, the little diagonal hash lines that go across in the handicap spot. And I tried to brace myself. I had the food in one hand, and then I tried to bump stop myself with my foot, and I had on my Crocs, and my Crocs folded up like some damn, like some laundry. And my toe bent all the way up. I heard about three or four cracks, man.
Does
I'm like, oh,
hey, been right ever since.
Hey, she throbbing right now, man. I can't really flex it for real. She gonna be swollen in the morning.
Look, that's a good way to start the show.
Hey.
Oh man. Look, bro, hello and welcome to another episode of Guard the Glass. I'm Anthony Moore.
And I'm disabled Brian Carr.
Hey man, I didn't think this how the show was gonna start, but man, look, y'all got a good story to start off with though. Hey, other than your toe being being crushed up, how everything been going?
Man, everything been smooth. Just it's been a long week this week, but you know, everything been going good, man. I can't complain. Just keeping it in the middle of the road best I can, you know.
Right. Hey man, what kind of shirt is that, man? That shit clean.
It's a Nike T I got a while back, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. You know, this the weekend of the bowl, man. Who you got?
I don't really have a clear-cut favorite, but if I had to choose, it's not necessarily who I think will win, but if I had to choose somebody that I would go for, it would probably be the 49ers, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it. I ain't got no dog in the fight either, man. Really, I was looking for the Ravens to get in, man. Like, I was rooting for Lamar Jackson, to be real.
Yeah.
So, once they got knocked out, well, like, okay, so before the Ravens, I was rooting for the Dolphins. I really like the Dolphins team. They got a lot of our Alabama players on there, you know. And I really like the organization. You know, I started off liking them really by watching, like, Hard Knocks and stuff.
Right.
But when they got knocked out of it by the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it was up to the Ravens to get it done, and they couldn't get it done. So now I'm just really looking forward to be a good game. You know,
yeah, same here, man. I want to see a good game. I want it to be competitive. I would like for it to be a high scoring game, but I don't know if it will be. Just depends on how things shake on both ends of the ball, you know. But go ahead.
I think the Chiefs gonna win, though. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ever count the Chiefs out, man, with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Just with that duo alone, man, they nasty on the offense, man. So,
and you got T-Swizzy on the team now.
Yeah.
You got T-Swizzy on the team, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think they gonna let her lose. She ain't lost this year. Well, this year so far and last year, like, I mean.
Man, it's been a whole run. this is a whole nother, it's like a new era with of entertainment with all that going on, man. There's just so much publicity they're getting from that. And with Travis Kelce, he getting more limelight, more spotlight too, like getting more commercials and deals and stuff like that, man. And then, you know, of course they pay attention to the fashion and all that stuff. So they've definitely been trending. I can't say that, you know, I enjoy all of the attention that they get. I'm a little bit what's the word I'm looking for? I could go without it now. It's been going on for some time, but
it's getting old. It's
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little burnt out on it. It was good, you know, earlier in the season and stuff like that. I thought it was just gonna be like a little phase, but you know, the Swifties, they come in packs, man. She got a really huge following, so you know, they've been the talk. They have been the talk of the league for the whole season, man. So it's gonna continue, you know.
Yeah, it would have been cool to have Detroit in there too, man. To kind of have if you was gonna make it like a celebrity game, have Eminem up against Taylor Swift, you know what I'm saying? And then we don't really see M out like that. So to lose, I was like, man, y'all just put Eminem back in the house for the next 5 years.
Hey, I was kind of pulling for Detroit too, man, because they've been in that drought for seemed like forever.
They lost that game though. Like they lost that game. I wouldn't really say that who was they playing? The 49ers.
Yeah, so that's it.
I wouldn't really say that the 49ers beat them. I feel like they just lost it, man. I'm like, they start making some horrible mistakes, and I didn't really watch the full game. I watched a few highlights, and then I caught, like, the end of it.
Right.
But they should never came back, but, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the game, though, man. Like I said, I would have liked to see Detroit in it. You know, I like the Eagles. The Dolphins. Dolphins was exciting to watch this past season. So it was a few teams that I wouldn't have mind that, you know, they had the potential to make it all the way, but you know, it just didn't swing in their favor.
Yep. I agree. Now, other than who gonna win for the football portion of it, who done already won? It's your boy Ursher, baby.
He on a winning streak. He on a winning streak right now, man.
Ursher has had a phenomenal comeback to his career, man. From the Vegas residency to where, like, normally the Vegas residency is for, like, dying artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, artists who really ain't getting booked like that, and they just out there trying to make some change.
But
he done brought that back to where everybody want a residency now. You know what I'm saying? And for him to land that in Vegas for the residency and then get booked in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl
it's about to go. Hey, it's already been up for him, but it's about to go. Yeah. It's about to go up higher, man. It's about to go way up for him. You know, I'm an Usher fan, man. I've always liked his music from. I can remember from. When I was in middle school, when Usher first came out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he has countless numbers of hits, man.
Endless.
Like, people fail to realize the extent of his catalog. You know, he has a deep catalog, man. So, you know, I'm not a diehard Usher fan or nothing like that, but I've always rocked his music, man. He's definitely a great entertainer, great singer, makes great music, man. So, I'm glad to see it.
What's your favorite Usher album?
Probably just off the top of my head, Confessions, man.
8701 is my favorite one.
Yeah.
8701 was phenomenal. I mean, Confessions is good too. That'll probably be my number two.
But yeah.
8701 is it.
Yeah. And I don't know what the numbers did on 8701, but Confessions, you know, that went diamond. That's back when, you know, album sales were actually counted, like you folks going out buying a store and not downloading anything. You know what I'm saying? So that was before the digital era, you know. So and if nobody knows what diamond is, that's 10 million plus, you know what I'm saying, album sold. So, you know, that was a milestone in his career. And then, you know, it just kind of took off from there, man.
Honestly, I didn't know what the diamond status was, like how many albums you had to sell to go diamond.
10 million, at least 10 million, man.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
10 million albums, oh God.
Damn. Now, you might have to fact check me, but I think it's 10 million, man.
Well, whatever we say on this podcast is 100% true. Ain't no need to fact check. Ain't no allegedly whatever. Whatever we say on this podcast is 100% true.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just joking. I ain't trying to get sued. But yeah, man, that's dope though, man. And I heard that Alicia Keys just agreed to join him on the Super Bowl performance. So you already know.
Oh, really?
My boo is finna get played. You know what I'm saying? That's in the skew. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm sure, you know, because he's such a great entertainer, he might have a couple more, you know, guest appearances that come out on stage with him, man, you know.
Yeah.
Because he has countless number of features with other artists, you know,
right,
him being on their songs, them being on his songs. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to get, man, but you know, you're going to be entertained. Everybody's going to be tuned in, and it's just going to be great to see, man.
I know he just dropped a new single today, 'cause you know, he got an album coming out.
Yeah.
Let me see what it's called. I don't know. I just heard it on the Breakfast Club today.
Okay.
He dropped a new single, but he's also dropping a new album. And it's always I'm always kind of leery of like older artists dropping new albums, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I'm kind of skeptical if it's going to be something that's keeping up with the times.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely give it a listen.
Okay, yeah, I am too, man. You know, I haven't checked out the new single or anything, but I'm gonna definitely check it out. I'm gonna get around to it probably this weekend, check it out, and whenever he dropped the album, you know, I'm gonna give that a listen, man. So I know he's gonna have some bangers on there, man. So
sure,
you know, just see how it turns out once he drop it.
Are you doing anything for the bowl? You throwing anything? You getting some of your famous A-Town wings?
Shout out to A-Town. I hadn't messed with them in a minute, man, because they've been skipping out here lately, man. Yeah, man, they wings they didn't got small, dude, and then they price
chicken shortage again.
Yeah, and then their prices have gone up. So, yeah, so I hadn't really been rocking with them for real lately, man.
Okay. I heard that there was like a chicken shortage in the stores. Like, people have been buying chicken wings by the pound, you know what I'm saying? By the kilo, like it's bricks. But I mean,
yeah,
if you're going to sell chicken, this would be the perfect time. Football season is the perfect time to sell chicken.
Yeah.
That's like the staple for football parties. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't really have basketball parties.
Right.
You may have basketball party for the championship, but everybody's looking for that Sunday game.
Yeah. You know? Yep. But I will say this, even though I haven't been rocking with A-Town lately, man, I've been hitting up Chicken Go.
listen. Let me put down my guard real quick. Hold on. Now, you the wing guy, okay? So If y'all looking for some good wings, y'all just happen to be in Huntsville, Alabama, hit up Brian. He'll tell you where to get the best wings from.
I'm a foodie, period, man. I just like good food, man.
Yeah.
They got some great wings. They got some really good Philly cheesesteaks. Oh, and
I mean to interrupt you, but stop right there. Stop right. That's what I'm talking about right there. They Philly cheese?
Bruh. Slap.
Greasy bag. Greasy bag. That's all I need. Greasy bag.
Hey,
if that bag ain't
they slap,
greasy,
man.
Smith said it in fresh. If that bag ain't greasy, I'm not eating it. That greasy bag.
Right. Bruh. Hey, man. But staying on that same wave with Philly cheesesteaks, I got to give a shout out to a black-owned business here in Huntsville, man. It's a guy that I've been knowing my whole life, man. I know his family. They know all of my family. Caps Philly Cheesesteak, man.
Caps Philly Cheese.
Caps Philly Cheesesteak.
Okay. Shout out to Caps Philly Cheese. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to add it to the list, man.
Hey, they slap too, man. Like, if I had to choose between them and Chicken Go, I don't know which way I would go with it, man. Because
for real? It's like that?
Yeah, it's really good, man. Like okay. the first time me and my wife tried them, the very next day, I had to go back, man. I had to go back the very next day and get it again, man.
I did Chicken Go the same way. I did Chicken Go the same way. I pulled up. I was waiting. I was camping outside like I was waiting on Nintendo Switch. You know what I'm saying? Like PlayStation 5 or something. Like
so. Yeah.
So yeah. Shout out to Caps, man. Okay. I'm gonna definitely show up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a sucker for a good Philly, man. I know. Other than Chicken Go, the last good one I had was when I went to Atlanta. And the husband of the lady that owns Slutty Vegan.
Okay, I heard about them.
I want to say it's like Dave's Philly Cheese or something like that, but he's actually from Philly.
Okay. So
he got him a restaurant, and man, greasy bag. Greasy bag. And the fries, they don't care nothing about the fries. Not in a bad way. They don't care nothing about the fries. Like, they're pretty much just grab a whole handful and just give you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They're not handy with the fries. And so, man, you got the greasy bag and the fries, sleep time.
Hey, you can't ask for nothing better than that, man.
But then, like, a good Philly cheese will make you feel that way, but then when you get up, you be straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't gonna sit on you like that.
Right.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Get that provolone cheese to melt on it, man.
Yeah.
What time is it, man? God damn. Yeah, man.
But yeah, what you got up for us today, man? What's on the menu, the agenda for tonight?
Man, I just really want to talk about the bowl, man, just to see what your score predictions was gonna be, and I was gonna tell mine, and you know, just kind of give a little bit. I don't really have any stories surrounded around football. Like, y'all already know, I always try to pull a video into the mix, but really, just kind of keeping this one more of a discussion episode about the Super Bowl. But what's your scores,
man? Like I said, I would like for the Niners to win, but I feel like the Chiefs are gonna pull out the win. And if I had to throw a score out there, man, I would say like 27-17 Chiefs, man.
27-17.
Yeah.
I'm on the 27, but for the Niners, and then maybe like 'cause I don't feel like it's gonna be like straight all touchdowns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be a shootout. I think that it's gonna be a competitive game, but it's not gonna be very, you know, high scoring. Like, people would like. I would like for it to be a high scoring game, and you know, just so. But you know, that's my prediction, man. I think it'll be on the lower side of the score. But
I'm gonna rock with that. I'm around the same. I had the Chiefs kind of getting up in the 30s. You know what I'm saying? And then you know what I'm saying, the 49ers being at about 27. But I'll agree with you. You know what I'm saying, around that score range would be cool.
Okay.
But I won't be mad if we're wrong and the 49ers win. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't be mad at all if the Niners win, man. Like I would actually enjoy that if they won, because Brock Purdy, to me, he has had a great season, man. Like
nobody is going to be last in the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody expected this cat to blow up like this, and for him to just showcase his skills. You know, how he manages the game, how he approaches the game, and you know, just his overall approach and his execution is been very impressive to see that. And he just kind of like came out of nowhere. You know, like I said, like you said, he came so late, very late in the draft, and I guess nobody expected much out of him. And then he just, when it was his time, he shined, man. He shined in that moment, and he just kind of took off from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. Still kind of down that, you know what I'm saying, Lamar didn't make it, but
yeah. I did see that he won MVP this year.
I saw something.
Yeah. But
I didn't get a chance to read it. I was kind of scrolling through
and
of course, you know how stuff like, you know what I'm saying, refresh, and I couldn't find it.
Right.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Lamar Jackson, man.
Like, yeah, man.
He's our day and age, Mike Vick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I 100% agree on that, man. He's just so electrifying, man. He's fun to watch. And, you know, even though people criticize him because he runs the ball a lot, Lamar Jackson does have an arm to me. He will pass the ball, but, you know, his
he's got better with his accuracy, though.
At first,
it was a little iffy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gotten better with the accuracy. I felt like he got away from his run game when it came to him going to the Chiefs and he tried to throw it too much.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, they looking for you to run. Like this your team wants you to do.
Yeah.
Do what you do, you know. Right. But I don't know if the pressure got to him or, you know, I don't know. But, hey, it is.
Just trying to be more versatile in his game, you know, just trying to expand on that.
That ain't the time.
I know, man. Yeah, well, you got to stick to your strong suit.
Yeah. What's been working for you is what you continue to do.
Right.
But yeah, hopefully he pulls something off next year, you know. So for me not having a dog in the fight, I'm just hoping that it's just a good game.
Yeah, same here, man.
And I probably won't know the score until Monday morning because I got to work Monday. And,
same here, man.
I'm not staying up for the full thing. I'll probably get through halftime, maybe.
Yeah. I got to watch the halftime show just to see Usher perform.
Right.
And then, you know, I might catch maybe half of the third quarter or all of third quarter going into the fourth. But I know I'm not going to – I know I'm going to tap out before the game over with, man.
I'm going to bed after halftime. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
It's going to be it. And – it makes it a lot easier, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, because I'm not really rooting for either one. So,
yeah.
You
know,
but, I'll be catching the scores Monday morning.
Yeah. Same here, man.
Anything else you got to say, man, before we dip out?
No, man. I'm just glad we back on here again, man. I know it's been a little while, and just glad to be back on here with you, chopping it up, catching up on some things, and just talking shop pretty much. That's it, man.
Yeah, I got to get you in the studio with Winston, man. If you checked out the last episode, he talked about him getting his arm broke when he got hit by the car. And and look, guess what? He got the cast off a few days after the episode.
Yeah.
And then a few days after that, he wound up breaking it again.
What?
So we gonna have him on talking about how he rebroke the arm that he got hit by a car with.
You know? With me and him both, man, we both clumsy as hell. It seemed like we just can't get right.
Can't get right for 2024. Yeah, man. I ain't got nothing else, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in, for rocking with us. Like, share, and subscribe. Any sponsors? Anybody want to sponsor the show, or you want anything advertised, man, feel free to reach out. My Instagram is IAMMORE1. That's IAMMORE1. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever. Yeah, just look me up, hit me up, and that's it. I've been Anthony Moore.
I'm Brian Carr.
And this has been another episode of Garden Glass. Peace.